knocked out by Jake Beckett and recovered by Arkansas.
Yes, Jackson, Jake Beckett.
The next Beckett. Jake Beckett. Jake Beckett, the captain of the defense. Jake Beckett with the sack. Here comes Beckett. Down goes Shaw. The ball is out.
Hey, this is former Razorback Jake Beckett, and you're listening to The Morning Rush.
It's always good to see former Razorbacks doing great things off the field. And speaking of doing great things off the field, our next guest, Jake Beckett, is doing exactly that. Jake, we appreciate your time this morning, man. I know you've been really busy. The story of how the Arkansas Fund got off the ground is awesome. And you can find all of Jake's stuff at thearkansasfund.com. You've got some connections with former Patriots players. And Dave Portnoy, who's the founder and CEO of Barstool Sports, big time Patriot fan, and they started the Barstool Fund. Well, you wanted to do something kind of a smaller scale, help out the small businesses within the state of Arkansas. How did this all shake out, and when did you decide this was something that you wanted to try and get done here in Arkansas?
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. I guess the genesis of the Arkansas Fund was when Portnoy and the Barstool Fund made a donation to a dry cleaner right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, Shin's Dry Cleaners. And I saw the reaction from the owner when he found out that he was going to be receiving those funds. And that really, it really made it hit home to me just how perilous this situation is in the pandemic and the loss of businesses for so many small business owners across the state of Arkansas. And so I thought to myself, hey, if Dave Portnoy up in Boston is helping a small business in Arkansas, you know what? You know, it's time for me to step up and do something for Arkansas small businesses. And so essentially I've created an Arkansas-specific version of the Barstool Fund. It's a nonprofit small business relief fund specifically for Arkansas small businesses. We've already raised over $100,000, and we've made distributions all over the state, and we'll continue to do so just as long as we can keep raising money and helping Arkansas small businesses and their employees.
Jake, those unfamiliar with Barstool Sports, it's a company kind of founded in the Boston and Northeastern area. It's kind of taken over kind of the millennials and what a lot of sports goers do. They've raised almost $40 million for small businesses, plus $36 million right now. Jake, you guys are well on your way as well. Have raised over $100,000 so far. Do you guys have a set goal, or is it just to get and support as many small businesses as possible?
Well, it's just as you said. We want to raise as much money as we can, as quickly as we can, so we can get it out the door. I mean, hopefully, the fund does not have a long lifespan because hopefully we can move past the pandemic and end these restrictions and get life back to approaching normality. But until then, these small businesses need relief. I mean, I'm sure you see as much as I do. It seems like every day there are reports of small businesses across the state that we know and love that have had to close their doors.
Yeah.
And I've talked to a lot of these small business owners as we've done our first distributions, and they're hanging on by a thread, and we're just, If we can keep them in the fight for one more month, two more months, just to give them a lifeline to hang on. I mean, a lot of these owners, they haven't taken a salary in months. They continue to pay their employees, and they're staying in business because they love their customers and they want to serve their community.
No, you're exactly right. I mean, in the line of work we do, we see a lot of industries and a lot of different categories, and you know, anything involving travel, anything involving tourism. I've got a friend that has a travel agency, still a full-service travel agency. There's not many of those left, but they do a great job. His business has taken as hard a punch as any. You can imagine, because they get paid when people go on vacation. Well, there haven't been a lot of vacations this last year. We all think about restaurants, and it's not just the restaurant owner. It's all those people you just talked about a minute ago that are there working for either tips, gratuities or hourly wages. That, you know, not only has the pandemic hit them, then this last week the weather's hit them. So this relief, Jake, won't help just the business stay in business and keep their doors open, but keep a lot of people employed as well.
Yeah, exactly. We're trying to focus our relief efforts on small businesses that are keeping employees on the payroll. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, not only have they been affected by the pandemic over the past year, but they've been doubly affected this week in particular with the winter storm. Yeah. So they've really had to close their doors for an additional 4 or 5 days, which, as you well know, small businesses, they operate on razor-thin margins, even in the best of times, in the best of circumstances. So we want to raise as much money as we can to get it out to help as many small businesses as we can and their employees.
And it's a great effort that you're spearheading here, and I want to come back and ask some more questions. But I want to kind of catch up with you a little bit. You were on the show a while back. In fact, one of our more enjoyable conversations we had was when you and Tyler Wilson were on together with us at one time, and that was a lot of fun. But you were in the middle of Ranger School the last we talked, and of course, I mean, you just kind of a fairy tale storybook type life you've lived so far through 30 years. Played for the Razorbacks, played for the New England Patriots, an Army Ranger. Kind of catch us up. What's going on now? I saw you tweeted out a while ago that the military is something that you're pivoting into this next phase of your life here over this year.
Yeah, that's correct. And thank you for that. I've been truly blessed. And as you were alluding to, I ended my active duty term of military service at the end of January. And for the last couple of weeks, I've really been focusing on the Arkansas Fund, and I will continue to do so. And it's just a privilege and a pleasure to give back to a state that's given me and my family so much over the years. I love Arkansas, and it's been great to move back and get involved in the community and the state.
Jay Clay Henry, I'm going to transition into football here, if that's okay. I look back through Razorback history, and you see victories when there's a pass rush and there's quarterback sacks. You know, your teams and your sack totals, and you go, you know, find Jermaine Petty, or you find a Lloyd Phillips, or you find, the guys that when you hit the quarterback, good things happen. When you watch this era of Arkansas football, what has to happen to get those sack totals back up, Jake?
Well, first of all, Clay, I just got to say, a couple of months ago, I read your dad's history. I think it was the Razorbacks, The Story of Arkansas Football. And that was, I got to tell you, that was one of the most enjoyable books I've ever read. Just going back through the entire history of the program. Your dad was just an amazing storyteller. I'm sad that I didn't get to know him very well. I was a little bit too young to really read him when he was with the paper and writing all of his books, but that was a true privilege to read that book and just kind of dive into the history of the program and learn more about my grandfather's era and all that. But like you said, football is not super complicated on defense. If you can rush a passer with 4 down linemen and not have to blitz, then it's going to be really hard to move the ball down the field and score a lot of points. So I've always said that the key for Arkansas to be successful, we have to get a little bit lucky and hit on some in-state talent. Back in mine and Tyler's era, we had a lot of 2- and 3-star and even low 4-star recruits that were from the state of Arkansas, guys like Jerry Franklin, Greg Childs, Jarius Wright, DJ Williams, who go up there and they overachieve. And I think part of that is because they grew up wanting to be Razorbacks. And not only do they put in that extra effort behind the scenes, but they also motivate other guys in the locker room who might not be from Arkansas. And so it's not something that's going to show up on a recruiting report, but I think we do have to really focus on in-state talent and get guys up on the hill who bleed Razorback red, and it truly means something to them to wear the uniform. But overall, yeah, you're right. If we can get pressure on the quarterback with 4 down linemen, that's something we did in 2010, 2011. And if we can keep doing that, I love what Coach Odom's done with the defense so far. If they can get pressure on the quarterback without blitzing, then it's going to be hard to score.
Jake Beckett with us here on the Morning Rush. Jake, you mentioned the in-state talent, the guys that you got a chance to play with. So this 2022 Arkansas football recruiting class is pretty loaded. And with Sam Pittman coming in, he brings in a top 30 recruiting class. Doesn't even have a full recruiting cycle. He's at one point like 117th in the country. He gets it all the way in the top 30. This past class is top 25. There haven't been a lot of top 20 recruiting classes in the history of Arkansas football since recruiting rankings started. You're a guy that got to play with some of these guys that were highly rated, some guys were lowly rated, and yet guys could play. How much do you buy into recruiting rankings with services like 24/7 Sports and Rivals when it comes to justifying how good a football team can actually be?
I think it tells part of the story. You know, you got to give Coach Pittman a lot of credit. He was known as a great recruiter as an assistant coach, and I think he's doing a really great job in his first couple of recruiting classes. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. So I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, you want your class to be highly rated, but, you know, then again, it's not an exact science in projecting how well some of these players are going to turn out to be as college football players. You know, obviously there's probably a higher success rate when you're recruiting exclusively 4- and 5-star athletes, but, you know, you've seen the numbers. You know, there's so many players in the NFL. I saw it personally, you know, guys who were 2- and 3-star athletes who went to college and just decided to really buy in and develop themselves as players and, you know, become leaders in the locker room. So, I mean, I'm not going to say don't go out and get as many 4- and 5-stars as you can, but you have to, you know, I think that if it comes down to a marginal, you know, 3-star Arkansas prospect, you know, I would go for a guy like that who's in state who might develop into that player simply because he, you know, it means something to him to wear the Razorback uniform.
Jake, another thing that when you look at Arkansas's football struggles that people can point to is the lack of football talent that's come out of where you grew up in Little Rock, a Little Rock Catholic guy. And what I've said, because I'm a Little Rock guy too, what I've said is the capital of your state can't be lacking football talent. But what's happened is, and they're putting more emphasis on football programs this year, a lot of the most talented athletes in your state, especially in Central Arkansas, are playing basketball. Is that going to be an issue for Sam Pittman and this football program moving forward when a lot of kids growing up and they're deciding to select just one sport to play, they're choosing basketball, especially in Central Arkansas?
Yeah, I think that's something that Coach Pittman and the staff can focus on is developing those relationships with Arkansas high school football coaches, particularly, as you said, in Central Arkansas. I think one of the things that Coach Nutt did when he first got up there was, you know, Arkansas high school football didn't even have spring practice until Coach Nutt really emphasized that and got the state to implement that statewide in high school. And so I think that paid dividends as the years went on. We had some really strong in-state high school football talent come out, and I think part of that was a result of implementing spring practice and just Coach Nutt generating some enthusiasm among the statewide high school football coaches. So I think it's a two-way street. You've got to develop those relationships with the high school football coaches and just generate more momentum and more enthusiasm for high school ball across the state. And then you got those high school athletes they'll want to play football. You won't have to drag them out there to the football field.
Jack, how many years did you serve our country in the Army?
3.5 years. I went to basic training in August of 2017, and then I completed my service on January 30th this year.
Well, thank you for it. So 3.5 years in the military, 4 or so-ish years with Coach Petrino, and some of that was with Nutt. But I got to – who is harder to please, Coach Petrino or the toughest instructor or drill sergeant you had in your time with the Army? Who was the hardest out of that? Who was the easier to please? Who was the hardest to please in those years of your life?
Well, I will say this. Until I went to Ranger School, I would tell you the hardest thing I ever did was a Coach Petrino scrimmage during spring ball or fall camp. I mean, I'll never forget one of our first scrimmages. Clay was probably there. It was over 200 plays or something like that.
I remember that.
Yeah, so... but, you know, Ranger School is a little bit of a different animal. You know, you don't really get to eat or sleep very much. So I will say that was a little bit harder, but I'll go with this. I was very well prepared by my time under Coach Petrino and Coach Belichick.
Yeah. So the mental aspect of that you were well versed for. So
yeah. All right. I remember that scrimmage, Jake, because Coach Petrino called y'all up, and I scrambled for my notepad, and I thought, we're about to get an interview. I realized it was halftime.
Yeah, we were just, that was the intermission.
Yeah, it was two for one, two games in one. All right, the Arkansas Fund, people can nominate or donate. They just need to go to the website, and this is a great way to help great local businesses, because that's who you're looking, that's who you're aiming at making a difference for, Jake. Tell people how they can get involved.
Absolutely. Go to thearkansasfund.com. You can both donate and nominate either your own small business, a small business that you work at, or if you're just a loyal customer, a small business that you love and patronize. So go to the Arkansas Fund today and help us out. And if we keep doing this and keep raising money, we can keep helping small businesses all over Arkansas.
All right, that's thearkansasfund.com, and let's catch up in a few weeks and maybe get an update on where you're at. You've got over 100,000 raised. I know you'd like to make that tenfold here in the coming weeks.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to catching up soon.